In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who will bear my light to them? Whom shall I send? Someone who hears my word, someone who follows my voice wherever it leads, someone who will not let my words fall to the ground and get trampled underfoot like chaff that is blown away by the wind. I will send someone like my servant Samuel, who dwells upon every word that sounds forth from my mouth. It will be someone who will hold my people in his heart. He will not let any of my words fall to the ground. But is there any such person in all of Israel, in this house of the prophets? Among the words that a prophet shall not let fall to the ground is the word, love your neighbor as yourself. This follows upon the first word that cannot be scuttled in the dirt. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your mind and with all your soul. Notice that when both of these words are held close to the heart, there is no place left for the self. There is no place left for you. A prophet is sent in the name of the Lord with the word of the Lord, embodied in the life of the prophet, who did not count equality with God as something to be seized, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant. Being sent in the form of a servant means loving all your neighbors, Asian, Hispanic, Caucasian, African, African-American. Whom will the Lord send? Those who serve all his people, in their exaltation and dancing, in their anguish and sorrow, in their oppression and suffering, in their death and martyrdom. In the words of our black brother in Christ, Reverend Samuel Horde, while some of my fellow pastors may see the Good Shepherd's role as being concerned only with the spiritual nourishment of the flock, I do not fault them for their conceptions of what being a good shepherd means. However, when one has lived under some of the consequences of racist actions, such as degradation, humiliation, inconvenience, unfair treatment that leads to pain and suffering, as I and other African Americans have experienced, then one might take a different perspective concerning the role of a good shepherd. That role is serving as leaders and advocates, even confronting government officials for the physical needs and welfare of their flocks. After all, the concern for fair treatment of members of their flocks will be with us for many days in the future, because of mankind's sinful nature. For what is fair treatment of the flock if it is not included in the love God wants people to have for their neighbor? It is part of the love God desires all people to have for one another in this world. Whom will the Lord send? One in whose love for those for whom the suffering servant died and rose again, in whom there is no room for himself. One who will not let even one word of the Lord fall to the ground. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.